This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Finance, Jonah May, today presented the annual budget of 39,842.23 crore rupees for the fiscal year 2025-26, reflecting a deficit of 966.65 crore rupees. This budget marks 11.16% increase over the previous financial year's allocation. Overall, the budget focuses on infrastructure, development, health, education and human resource enhancements to ensure inclusive growth and address the aspirations of the people of the state. Key allocations in the budget include 369 crore rupees allocated for health sector, 3000 crore rupees for education, 1112 crore rupees for agriculture and allied sector, 462 crore rupees for Mission Antyodaya, 106 crore rupees for skill development and 60 crore for indigenous affairs. In line with the union budget, this year's budget is based on the principles of Viksit Arunachal, where the government envisions zero poverty, 100% quality education, access to high quality, affordable and comprehensive healthcare, 100% skilled labor with meaningful employment, more than 70% women in economic activities, and farmers making our state a fruit bowl of India, May said. Both the Houses of Parliament witnessed noisy scenes on the first day of the second part of the budget session, with Lok Sabha facing adjournment till 12 noon following protests by DMK and Congress over remarks of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on the implementation of the National Education Policy in Tamil Nadu. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, DMK MP T. Sumati, alias Tamizhai Thangapandian, during the question hour, raised the issue of alleged non-release of funds related to the centrally sponsored scheme to Tamil Nadu. When the House reassembled at 12 noon, DMK MP Kanimohi said the Tamil Nadu government has an issue with the NEP and her party cannot accept the three-language policy. Meanwhile, the minister clarified that he had not intended to insult anyone and he withdrew some words used by him. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said that more than 80% of the rural households are getting tap water due to Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to a supplementary in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Patil said, in 2019 only 16% of rural households had tap water connections. Earlier, talking to the media outside Parliament, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that the water of Ganga is pure and not dirty. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that production costs for goods can be reduced by improving the road network, ultimately benefiting both the industry and consumers. Addressing the 7th International Conference on Soaps, Detergents and Cosmetics in New Delhi today, he stated that medium, small and micro enterprises benefit from such advancements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius on a two-day visit tomorrow. The Prime Minister will attend the ceremony to be held on National Day of Mauritius as a chief guest. A marching contingent from India will participate in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. Besides, a ship of the Indian Navy is also reaching Mauritius on this occasion. India has imposed anti-dumping duty of up to $986 per ton for 5 years on a chemical used for water treatment imported from China and Japan to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. India and the 27-nation European Union will start the 10th round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement in Brussels today. The talks are expected to focus on resolving remaining issues so that the agreement can be finalized by the end of this year. During the recent visit of EU Commissioner for Trade and Commerce Security, Marcos Sefcovic, the two sides have discussed ways to accelerate towards a balanced and mutually beneficial trade pact. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will be on a 5-day visit to India from the 16th of this month. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, media representatives, and members of the Indian diaspora community. The third India-Cambodia Foreign Office consultations were held in Siem Reap, Cambodia today. The consultations were held in a warm and friendly atmosphere and provided an opportunity to review the entire gamut of bilateral relationships. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.